The Guard has just tripled its reenlistment bonus from $5,000 to $15,000 for people who re-up for 6 years. New enlistees can get a $10,000 bonus. Wisconsin National Guard spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Tim Donovan says nationally the Guard has been struggling to maintain a force strength of 350,000 troops. He says the bonus is an acknowledgement that since the September 11th attacks, National Guard service means a lot more than the weekend drills and annual summer training many enlistees signed up for.
Today it means potentially being mobilized and sent to the other side of the world to work and live and operate in a hostile zone for up to a year.
Or in some cases, longer than a year. Laura Naylor of Madison is with the 32nd Military Police Unit, which had its term of duty extended for 120 days. She spent 14 months in Iraq training Iraqi police recruits. She's got another 2 years on her contract and expects to be sent back to Iraq before her time is up. She says the bonus would not be an incentive for her to re-enlist.
The money wouldn't matter because it's something that you do not only for the money but for your own well-being, for what you think is right, or simply because you love the job. The majority of people that I've talked to are going to get out when their time's up, regardless of the bonus that's offered or not.
Still, Lieutenant Colonel Donovan says the bonus has prompted some who've already served in Iraq to sign up again. More than half the 9,900 members of Wisconsin's National Guard have been called to active duty since the 9/11 attacks. Currently, more than 1,300 of them are serving overseas, most in Iraq or Afghanistan. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.